Hi everyone. Nice to see you. Hi, Hilka. Right. We might end a tiny bit early today because of my neighbor's cat who might need my attention, but it all depends on the text. All right. Well, when everyone's comfortable, we'll just share some silence. I might say something. My brain is a little bit fried. It's very hot here in the UK and we're so unused to it. Who else is in the UK here? Anybody? No, I don't think so. You all in Sarah,
I'm
yeah.
in the UK.
Are
I'm in the UK. It's absolutely sweltering.
Exactly. I mean, it's quite nice actually, but I sort of think, oh yeah, let's meditate.
Yeah, but on the news, a lot of the water is poisoned, and they're telling people to boil the water. And in some places, they've turned off the water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's a bit.
All
Oh,
right. Well, let's save
yeah.
that for later.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. All right. Yeah, when we're ready, just as always, settling in as comfortably as possible and closing our eyes. Leaving the world outside with all its unsettling layers. Not denying it, but just for a bit. Making a circle of depth and silence. And then settling in that circle, sinking in, if you're leaning against a cushion, make sure you really surrender the weight into the cushion. Make sure you really give your weight to gravity, the weight of your body. Because in meditation, when we gather like this, it's really a moment to remember our interconnectedness. And how our body is not a fragment. And it can be supported. And the skin of your body can be touched by whatever it's been touched by. with a quality of friendliness rather than defensiveness. At least we can be, we can evoke that, we can be open to that tactile possibility. That especially here in meditation, in the safety of your home, you can really experiment with feeling the support of the touch on your skin. And you can let the feelings that you've been carrying, maybe holding in your heart or elsewhere, you can let those feelings, well, be felt. But almost as if now these feelings can be felt by the earth and by the air and by some invisible presence. Like a mother, a good enough mother. She holds her baby in her mind, in her heart. She feels her baby's feelings. She buffers her baby from ruptures in beingness. The mother provides this, what Donald Winnicott, who was a child psychoanalyst, he called it going on being, going on being, this kind of uninterrupted feeling of beingness. Well, in meditation, we can evoke that. Some invisible presence is taking care of it all. And is holding our feelings moment by moment, allowing those feelings as they unfold. Processing those feelings. For us, just like a mom processes her baby's feelings, because the baby can't formulate yet. The baby can't express. So we feel like that in meditation. We don't have to do any of the grown-up stuff. We can become like little babies. And really allow your baby body to do whatever it wants to do in mama's arms. It might need to squiggle a bit. Might need to burrow in to mama. Or move or cry. It might be that in some cases, even though we are in mama's arms, we don't feel that we're in mama's arms. We feel disconnected. And then what? What does a baby do? What does the body do naturally to reconnect with its environment? It takes a bit of time to remember, or to be remembered, actually, but it feels like we have to do the remembering. Actually, we are remembered always. Even if it takes time to know it, to recognize it. Perhaps it's precisely when we stop trying to find the invisible holding, the invisible one, when we stop trying to reach that one, that we recognize that we are and always are held. Right here, right now, moment after moment, every experience pointing to the invisible presence out of which it blossoms. Everything, pleasant or unpleasant. Pointing to Mama. Every single experience is a baby born out of this invisible presence. It's just that we believe we've been somehow banished, expelled from the garden. And that belief, in a way, there's a truth to it, that this belief in being a separate self, an individual consciousness, seems to be part of the adventure. And it's got its it seems to be part of the adventure. Yeah. But when we are gathered like this, we can just pause the human adventure. We do. We pause the human adventure. We're right back in the Garden of Eden. Of course, we feel the residues of this human adventure that leaves in its wake lots of layers in the body and in the mind. It's not like we can drop it all magically, but at the same time, we sort of can. Simply by allowing our experience moment by moment. And every thought, every micro feeling and sensation, the sound of my voice, any sense perception, just allowing that to point to the invisible source out of which it comes. Like a newborn baby, every experience is imbued with the mystery of its origin. And if you feel the pull of the human person that sort of wants to get out, back out of that garden into the world again, into the game, just feel that impulse, that seeking impulse, that doing impulse, that searching impulse. It's so very natural, but feel it because in the moment, in the now, it's an experience that you can actually welcome. Rather than identifying with that experience, that pull, you can welcome it. You can see it as it appears. It might be a sensation or a thought or a mixture of thought and sensation. might be a sort of pervasive, very habitual me, the person feeling. And you just let it be, but you somehow you stay firmly anchored. In her invisible arms, you're too lazy, too tired, too comfortable. Whatever it is, just stay here. Here, now, here and now. Here, which of course, if you say it, becomes a moment in time. But it isn't. Or rather, it becomes a place in space, but it isn't. And now, of course, is not a moment in time, even though we have to use a word and a thought that is in time. And it's all very confusing for the mind that can't step outside of itself. But for your being that goes on being, here and now, in ever presence, that isn't an in or an out. For that being, it's very familiar. Because your presence and God's presence are identical. And so, whatever residue, not worth layers of density and suffering or difficulty or personal suffering is here for you. Right this moment, you just feel like you've brought your basket of laundry, and in this case, the laundry is these layers of me, the body, mind, feelings. You've brought them to this source of pure presence, and you just wash these layers in this source. Just dip them in, sink them in, sinking the layers of fatigue or tension in the body into this invisible, palpable bath. You swish the layers around in this bath. Let the waters permeate touch, caress, whisper, whatever's needed. Untangle. Breathe in. This source, this water, this whatever we can call it, this whatever we can call it. I don't know what to call it anyway. It's gonna do it. It's gonna do the magic. It is doing the magic. Make sure you let your body be sort of moved by these invisible currents. They will move the body either physically, literally physically, or in a more subtle way. The energy body will begin to be, I don't know what to call it, remembered to this invisible source. So trust the impulse you may feel to move or align your body or feel a part of your body that's seems to be waking up. Feeling the temperature or the texture of your body, of the touch of your skin against the floor, the texture of your cushion. That may be very well be what this invisible presence stirs. Is this awakening of the tactile sense? Because she says, you, body, are alive, sensuous, connected with everything else. Yeah, so we have to trust, you know, little or big things may happen. The breath might shift. Deepen. Or not, it may just shift or you may discover a very tactile connection between your breath, the movement of your belly, and the touch of the air. And you may discover that things don't have to make sense, that reason is getting unhinged. And maybe you can begin to allow the borders of your body to become less of a certainty where they are, where the edge of your body is, because with eyes closed and with just our sensation and with having reconnected with the invisible presence, well, suddenly it might be nice to have borders that are a little less defined so that we can merge and expand and feel that quality on a tactile level. That during meditation, inside and outside don't need to be so orthodox. It's all inside. And inside is borderless. And you don't have to make your body feel better. If your body's feeling achy and tired, why should it feel better? It's just an achy, tired body. But suddenly, perhaps, or not suddenly, but gradually, rather, there's also this quality of porousness or kindness. Openness, maybe that's the word. Something pretty natural. Like a flower or like a creature that's safe and not defended. But still can be tired, still can be thirsty. Still can have sadness or fear even, or anger even, God forbid. But whatever the feeling, now it's palpable. Welcomed. Part of the web of creation. Part of the bird song. the breath be a mediator between this invisible borderlessness and your body, your tactile experience. The breath is a mediator, so in meditation we can remember that and really feel that, like the in-breath. You can consciously feel the in-breath, perhaps even lengthen the in-breath a bit, even apply ujjayi breath if you know it, so that it's like honoring this breath that permeates the body, and the out-breath, also lengthening the out-breath, and you find your own rhythm, or rather you let your own rhythm be found, trusting the breath, the in-breath, the pause, the out-breath, the pause. With the out-breath, really allowing yourself to feel that whatever might like to be carried back is willingly, effortlessly being carried back out into the source. The in-breath, it's this feeling, knowingly allowing your experience to be touched, and I don't know, made even, created, permeated, shaped with this breath, which of course we have lots of explanations with the mind, but if we're just with a raw experience, it's wild. It's a wild tide, wild in the sense of mysterious and raw and alive. The in and the out of the breath. Some point, perhaps you can feel that the breathing is free of a personal breather, just this breathing, this tide of the in-breath and the out-breath, long, smooth. Trusting your own very intimate exploration with all that it presents. It's all good. It's all part of this exploration. And at some point, you let go of of the breath in the sense that you don't give it any particular attention. Even maybe at some point you don't give any particular attention to anything in the realm of experience. You just let experience be and somehow your attention is unfocused, like the aperture of a camera that's wide, so wide that you've merged with the borderlessness. You're like the sky, like the blue sky, free of a border and pure openness. Sometimes you find yourself back, landed on a solid density of experience. Then all you need to do, if you feel like it, is like a bird, just springboard yourself back into the openness. Take off, let that density be the launching pad back into sky. And if you're again landed on a dense and sticky experience in your body or your feelings, maybe you stay there for a bit. You feel it. You honor it. If it doesn't move, then you learn something about conditioning and how sticky and inert it can be. Or identification. But at some point, it comes back to life if you truly allow it, if you feel it. It comes back to life. It's no longer inert, immobile. And perhaps then you can take off again. But It doesn't matter. The most important thing is that you've come, that we've come to remember, to honor this invisible presence. To express our devotion. Think I'm going to play us a piece of music to end the meditation. Just let it touch whatever needs touching.